Unit 4, Civilizations Across the Globe, before 1100 BC. In this unit, we consider stories from five early civilizations. Our world landmark is Stonehenge. The period of the Shang Dynasty is the first era in Chinese history from which we have extensive evidence. God's choosing of Moses to lead the Israelites out of slavery and into the promised land of Canaan is a dramatic event that was part of God's plan of redemption in Jesus Christ. Our world biography for this unit is Ramses II, a remarkable leader of Egypt. You will also learn about God's wonder of the Peloponnese Peninsula of Greece. This beautiful location was home to the Mycenaean civilization, which was involved in the Trojan War, one of the most famous stories in ancient history. Lesson 16, Stonehenge on the Salisbury Plain, World Landmark. Stonehenge is one of the most recognized ancient structures in the world. It is also one of the least understood accomplishments of man's early history. We have so many questions. Who built it? How did they build it? Why did they build it? Why did they build it where they did? In this lesson, we will discuss what we know and what we don't know about Stonehenge. Stonehenge is located in southern England on the Salisbury Plain, about 8 miles north of the city of Salisbury and 87 miles west of central London. The word henge means an ancient circular monument made of wood or stone, so Stonehenge means ancient circular monument of stones. The first circles. Archaeologists believe that centuries before people set up the great stones at Stonehenge, they first dug a circular ditch about 320 feet in diameter, or about as wide across as a football field is long. Scientists believe that workers dug the ditch using tools made from antlers. A thick layer of chalk lies beneath the soil in much of southern England. Workers piled up dirt and chalk from their diggings to make circular mounds on the inside and outside of the ditch. Within the circular mounds is a ring of pits called the Aubrey Holes. English author John Aubrey, who lived from 1626 to 1697, was hunting with friends in 1648 when he came upon Stonehenge. He studied the site and later wrote about his findings. In his writings, he mentioned some of these pits. When British scholars excavated at Stonehenge in the 1920s, they found more pits and named them after Aubrey. Eventually, researchers found 56 pits. At one time, these pits likely held pillars made from a type of stone called bluestone. The design of Stonehenge. Sarsen is a sandstone boulder found in southern England. The builders of Stonehenge created an outer circle made of sarsen, an inner horseshoe of sarsen, an inner circle of bluestone, and an inner oval of bluestone. See labels in the photo below. Today, many of the stones that once stood at Stonehenge lie in an irregular fashion on the ground or are partly buried. Many are missing. Through the centuries, people probably took them away for other building projects. The Outer Ring. The outer ring of sarsen stones at Stonehenge was about 108 feet in diameter. The sarsen stones at Stonehenge weigh an average of 25 tons. Workers probably brought them from Marlborough Downs, about 20 miles away. See map at left. Workers smoothed the sarsen stones with hammer stones. Researchers have found many broken hammer stones and many sarsen fragments in a field nearby. Some of the hammer stones are of sarsen and others of flint. The workers used some stones as upright posts and others as lintels. A lintel on a door frame is the piece of wood that sits horizontally across the top of the door. The lintel stones at Stonehenge rest horizontally across two upright stones. Most of the lintels are missing from Stonehenge, but the photo above shows three of the remaining lintels sitting atop four posts. Workers employed a method commonly used in woodworking to fit the stones together. They carved tenons, smaller parts that stick up, on top of the upright stones and drilled holes, called mortise holes, on the underside of the lintels. The tenons fit into the mortise holes to hold the lintels in place. Workers carved tongue and groove joints on the ends of each lintel so they could join them together to make a continuous ring. Horseshoe of Trilithons. Within the outer circle stood a horseshoe of five pairs of large upright stones, each topped by a lintel. Each of these sets of stones is called a trilithon, which means three stones. Three of the original five are still standing and are seen at right. The Bluestones. The bluestones of Stonehenge are much smaller than the sarsen stones. Each bluestone weighs between 2 and 5 tons. Workers brought them from the Presley Hills region of southwest Wales, which is about 140 miles away. Locate this region on the map on page 106. How workers transported them to Stonehenge is a mystery. Many of the bluestones, which once made a circle and an oval, are missing now. Some of those that remain have fallen, and some are stumps. However, some of those that remain have been shaped to fit together. The Avenue and the Hillstone. Workers also built a raised roadbed, now called the Avenue. Standing upright on the avenue is a single 30-ton sarsen stone called the hill stone, which is shown at right. The hill stone was not smooth, but was left in its natural state. The avenue connected Stonehenge to the River Avon, over a mile away. In 2008, a small hinge of stones was discovered at the end of the avenue on the bank of the River Avon. When and why? The dates suggested for when Stonehenge was built vary greatly, but scientists are quite sure that construction took place in different phases many years, even centuries, apart. Through the years, as researchers have studied Stonehenge and the area around it, theories about the structure have changed considerably. What is commonly believed today has not always been believed, and ideas about Stonehenge will probably change in the future. People have suggested several purposes for Stonehenge. Some think Stonehenge was an astronomical observatory. If you stand inside Stonehenge and face the Hillstone, the sun rises over the Hillstone at the time of the summer solstice. Some people believe that they have found connections between Stonehenge and other astronomical events. A common idea is that Stonehenge was a place for pagan worship, although this is merely speculation. The site is often associated with pagan druids, but the druids did not come to England until many centuries after Stonehenge was built. A third suggestion is that Stonehenge was a burial ground, since human remains have been found in some of the Aubrey Holes and in other places near the monument. Some have suggested it was a place where people came for healing. Part of this theory is that when these people came but were not healed, their remains were buried there. Perhaps, with so much time between phases of construction on the monument, it had different purposes at different times. One of many ancient structures. Stonehenge is only one of many ancient structures in southern England. For instance, about 26 miles to the north are the Avebury stone rings shown above. These three circles cover about 28 acres and are the largest stone circles in the world. The stones are not as large as those used at Stonehenge, but the pattern and engineering are still impressive. Near Avebury is Silbury Hill, also pictured above. This 131-foot-high man-made chalk mound is the largest ancient artificial mound in Europe. Just south of Avebury is the West Kennet Long Barrow, a long mound that was used as a tomb. Scholars believe the barrow is older than Stonehenge. The West Kennet Long Barrow is pictured on page 110. In 2014, researchers used magnetometers, radars that can detect objects in the ground, and three-dimensional laser scans to see what might be in the earth around Stonehenge. They believe that they discovered as many as 17 distinct additional structures near Stonehenge. What we can know for sure: Stonehenge is as amazing as it is mysterious. It shows the most advanced architectural planning and engineering accomplishments of any ancient stone circle in the world. The many people who were involved in building it worked together as a team and used talents that God gave them. We have no indication that they built it to honor God. However, the people who built Stonehenge were made in God's image. Therefore, they could create this lasting monument using massive stones God created. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn and to the quarry from which you were dug. Isaiah 51:1.